Hey, everybody. It's Sarah Paige Gruber.
And Jessica Wilson.
And we are Two Wild and Crafty Girls.
The podcast. Hi.
Yay, we're back. Episode 3.
I know, number 3 already. That's my favorite number.
It's your favorite number?
It is. I picked 3 for everything. How did you not know that?
I don't know. How did that come to be?
Because it's my anniversary of when me and Brandt started dating. 0303. Hello.
0303. Wow.
Yeah. March 3rd, 97.
Wow. Uh-huh. 0303.
Uh-huh.
97. Wow, that's a long time. You're old.
I know. I'm really old. I know.
Wowza.
I know. So how was your week? What's
okay.
New?
So, sorry, I'm sick. Apparently, I'm the only person in the world who gets sick in July.
No, you're not.
And it's not COVID, I promise. I took a test. I caught a cold or something. I don't know. But I...
You caught a vibe. What did you just do?
I almost just died on a cough drop. Okay.
Oh, my God. Can you not do that?
Not on our podcast. I'm going to have to, like, edit that out.
Oh, no, you're not. Okay. No, you're not. You got to keep that in.
Okay. All right, so I have a cough drop in my mouth just so that my throat doesn't start getting tickly because my throat will make me cough. I don't have like a cough, but we went to We went to Minnesota, the land of a million lakes, and we spent a week at the lake, and it was fun, and it was warm and sunny most of the time, and the boys got lots of lake time. And it was my birthday.
Yeah.
And we went to a fun, like, cover band concert thing.
Yeah, you did. And didn't you meet somebody there?
Yeah. So it was like Miranda Lambert lookalike, and then Kenny Chesney lookalike, and then there was Little Big Town lookalike. So, like, they're all performing. And right about when Keith is Kenny, that's the guy's name, he gets on stage, who looks just like Kenny Chesney, even, like, has the mannerism. Like, you would know, I would know, because I've been to dozens of Kenny Chesney concerts. Kind of a groupie in that way. His mannerisms, like, were spot on. I was like, dude, this guy studies him. He had the cutoff t-shirt, the jeans, like, it was totally, totally like him. And that's right about the time when I had enough drinks that he looked like him, he sounded like him. So, you know.
That's when you know you drank enough.
I was feeling good. And he even said, he goes, keep drinking. He goes, the more you drink, the more I sound like Kenny Chesney. And... when he got off stage, like, we went and talked to him. I don't know. I don't think I was the first one. So there's a lot I don't remember. But I don't think I was the first one to go talk to him. I think the guys went. And we were with my brother-in-law and sister-in-law, Aaron's brother and sister-in-law. Mm-hmm. And I think they were talking to him because we were, like, standing down by the – kind of close to the stage – and they were talking to him. We all talked to him. And then, like, the Little Big Town people came out. And when they were done, I vaguely remember doing this. I was like, I'm sorry. It's still light out. You're not done. They come off the stage, and I went up to him. I'm like, I'm sorry. It's my birthday. You're not done. And they're like, what? And I'm like, no, you got to get back. Like, we're not done, so you can't be done. So it's my birthday. Just listen to me. Just go back, whatever. So, and then I walk away. And then they get up on stage, and they're like, is it anybody's birthday today? And I was like, oh, me. Oh, and I'm raising my hand and blah, blah, blah. And they're like, okay, you. And I guess there was somebody else whose birthday was the day before. I'm like, that's not the same. It's mine today, not yesterday. So they're like, come up here. Well, so I, like, go down to the stage.
Please don't tell me you tripped up the stage.
I, thank God, didn't.
Thank
but
God.
I didn't, like, I wasn't going to hop on the stage. Like, I'm now I'm old because I just had my birthday. I'm not going to hop up on the stage. Like, I will look like a fool. So I didn't go on the stage. But this girl who turned 18 yesterday jumps up on the stage. I'm like, of course she does. So they sing, and I'm down in front of the stage, whatever. And it was great. To a point, I was like, why did I even go down? I can't even, like, why did I end up at the stage? And then they were done. It's a whole smear. You know how your memory just smears into one?
Yes.
And then you start, like, things just come at you. I didn't even know I was, like, taking pictures and posting them on Facebook. But I did. And that's the picture where Aaron goes, just hashtag Kenny, not Kenny.
Yeah, Kenny, not Kenny.
And I read my hashtags back recently, and that's not exactly what I said. But
you actually didn't put it in the picture. You put it in your stories, if I recall, across the picture.
Okay. So then I did a post where I have the picture of him and me, my husband, and then my brother-in-law. I think my sister-in-law was doing something. I don't know what she was doing. She wasn't in that picture. And that I did not put hashtag Kenny, not Chiketty. Like, I
you did not do it there. Yeah, you did.
So people were commenting like,
is that?
Yeah. Some of them were like, oh my God, lucky you, blah, 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 all of a sudden. And then some people, and then finally, like 10 comments down, my sister-in-law says, so it actually isn't Kenny. Like, it is him. But I didn't even realize that that was there. But you had seen it in my stories. And other people saw it in my stories. And so they were, yeah. But it's just funny because he really did look and act like him. And it was fun. It was a very, 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 very fun time. And I usually do not get to do anything for my birthday because we're always, like, driving home. Like, traveling. Because we always go to Minnesota for the 4th. And then I just get forgotten because I'm not America. It's not America's birthday. It's just my birthday. So that was really fun to get to actually do something on my birthday.
Well, good. I'm glad. Mm-hmm. I'm really glad. Yeah. That is awesome.
So, yeah. Like, how did you celebrate my birthday?
How did I celebrate your birthday?
You went out, right? Like, you went out.
I went out to celebrate your birthday. Of course I did.
Of course
I was like,
you did.
Oh, I had a flat Sarah with me. Duh.
Yeah.
Like everybody does.
Right.
So let's see. So for not America's birthday, Sarah's mm-hmm. birthday.
Uh-huh.
We started out with a parade honoring you, of course, in my town.
That's
of
so
course
awesome.
It is. It was such a great. We were like, oh, Sarah's not here, but we'll still have a parade.
But we're still have a parade.
We're still gonna have a parade. So that's Brad so nice was. I know we have such a good town. We're a very mm-hmm. friendly town. Mm-hmm. So we did. There's always a huge parade for the 4th of July here.
Yeah.
We do that. And Brad actually last year I walked in it for senior year because that was our very first fundraiser for project
frozen.
Graduation.
You're
so I walked in it last year. This year Bram walked in it with for the dads for Audubon Fathers.
Awesome.
And they were tossing frisbees and he had a great time. He loved doing that. He was in it with Mads. Her husband walked in it and our friend Lisa, her husband walked in it. And then all of us, we just went to a corner and we hung out and we had mimosas and drinks and we made donuts and brownies. Well, we didn't make donuts. We bought them. I made brownies. I made Dolly Parton brownies, but they were out of the box.
You made brownies.
I made brownies. Okay. I'm a child. Remember that.
Like
so,
real brownies or brownie brownies?
No. I made real brownies because there was a chance the children would be eating them. So. Yes, so they were not those kind of brownies.
I've never had brownies before, but I'm just asking.
Yeah, no, I've never
asking
had those kind.
Friend. Me neither.
But I do have somebody that can make them for us if we needed that. I do have that. So, what else did we do? Then we went and had drinks over at Heather's house, and I think I definitely drank way too much there. And that was the start of the downfall of the day. And Mads is laughing now because she knows. Because then we went over to Aaron's and we had a monsoon sweep through the town of Audubon. And when I tell you streets were flooded, I'm not even exaggerating. The wind that came through, we had floaties flying in from other people's yards that were just floating on by down the street on the River Audubon. And all of a sudden, this unicorn comes flopping out of nowhere and gets lodged under Heather's car.
Oh, my gosh.
And I was like...
One of those giant unicorns from, like, Sam's Club or Costco?
Yeah, it was like... I mean, it wasn't that gigantic, but it was a giant one.
But it was giant.
And for whatever reason, I decided that would be a great idea that I should try and ride the unicorn down the flooded street into the flooded quarry thingy.
Did you do it? Do you have video?
There is video. However, I'm going to let me preface this by saying the idea in my brain, because keep in mind, I may have already had quite a few too many drinks, was that if I get behind the water where it's rushing, I won't get my fat ass stuck in the street.
Oh.
And it was a great idea. However, in theory, I should not have been wearing my Coach sunglasses that I got in Prague. That's number one.
Shut up.
Number two, I should not have started as close to Heather's car as I did, because the way the water was going, all I kept doing was slamming into her car. Like, I'm so bruised up down my one leg. I'm like, the next day... I couldn't figure out why. And then I eventually got lodged under the car, lost the unicorn. The unicorn goes flying by. And in the video, all you do is see me trucking, running down to catch the unicorn. And then I have a sad face because I lost my sunglasses.
Oh, my gosh.
So that was that. So, yeah, there's a video, but not of me slamming into the car, of me running down, starting out behind it. And then you hear the commentary. What is she doing? Why would she start behind it?
You would think, like, after the second slam, you'd be like, okay.
No,
this
because...
This is not going well.
Well, I was already
you just
eight
felt,
sheets
just
to the wind.
Going.
Let's just keep trying. Eventually, I'll stop hammering into the car. No.
Oh, my gosh.
So then what happened? That was that day. And then Saturday, we went to the winery, and that was so much fun. They had really awesome drinks there. And we did a trend, that's not posted anywhere.
Okay, what kind of trend?
It's a TikTok trend. You know, the trend where you say, hi, my name is Jessica and this is my first drink. And you go through the day and then you see what you look like at the end. Yeah. I will never post that video because boy, am I a hot mess.
I want to see it. I think
I'll show you.
Post it.
I mean, there's other people in the video, so I can't post it. I would show myself. Maybe I would show you, but I would show it where it can't be recorded.
Oh, dear.
It was a bit of video. And then there's another fun thing. So the unicorn bred another fun. I don't think anybody else is going to listen to this that will hear this before I actually do it. But I may have purchased a blow up unicorn costume.
Oh, good.
And the other night I may have. Oh, well, Mads knows now. I did get a blow-up unicorn costume. Here, you want to see the picture?
Oh my gosh.
It was on Snapchat the other night. Brandon's friends saw. And they're like, B, what is this? And I was dancing out front of my house because I got a blow-up unicorn costume. It's kind of funny. You want to see it?
Uh-huh. We all want to see it.
Well, number one.
Is this uniform costume going to come out when I come visit?
Oh, most definitely. I plan to have a lot of fun with this costume. And number one, keep in mind, we could not figure it out. I was trying to figure out how to see out of it. This was at the end of, like, towards the end of the winery day, so I already
you
have a lot of alcohol in me.
Figure out the costume?
Okay, it was $15.99 on Amazon, so clearly I should have spent the extra money to get the better one, because it looks like I have a goiter. Hold on, I gotta, God bless you.
Sorry.
You have to hear Mads laugh over this first. Okay, so you're ready?
Okay. Yep, I'm ready.
Okay. Do you see this? You see the giant goiter sticking out?
Goiter?
Oh, you'll see why. Hold on. Because we couldn't figure out how to put it on. There's no instructions.
Are you going to show us?
Oh, I'm going to show you. Hold on. Do you see that? Okay. So I just want to make sure it was appropriate to show. Ready? So... it's like a goiter coming out of my neck because we couldn't figure out how to put it on.
Wait a minute. That looks like Peppa Pig.
It's not. It's a unicorn.
It's Peppa Pig in the uniform costume.
It is. Y'all, it is so funny.
Why do you have a goiter?
I don't know. But then wait a second. Then I figured it out. Then,
she really does have a goiter.
Then, hold on. There it is. Then I figured out how to put it on. It's the goiter part. You actually have to stick your face through. But it made my hair crazy hot.
Wow.
But I have to get, Bran said, Mom, I can't screenshot what people have on Snapchat because then they know I screenshotted it. I don't know Snapchat,
it's true.
So I don't know that. So I was like, screenshot that for me. I have to show
you
that.
You don't know Snapchat?
I don't go on Snapchat.
I would tell, first of all, I would tell him, who cares if you Snapchat a picture of your mom?
It's not a
picture that's like, that people
he
should
was
worry.
Mortified. I think Colleen has the video, or our friend Lynn has the video, where they went out to go get drinks that were on sale for his graduation party this weekend. And when they pulled up, I was out front dancing with the thing on. And he looked over and he's like, this in the car. And he was shaking from laughing so hard, but he was mortified.
I would too.
Oh yeah, I'll probably greet you at the door in the unicorn costume. So
yay! I love it. I love it.
As long as it's not 8,000 degrees. Okay. That's all I can say.
So, I bet. I don't know. I bet he probably said you were cringe.
What?
I said he probably said you were cringe. You know, like, does he say that to you? He's like, Mom, you're cringy.
Okay, cringy. That would be something I might say. I might say the word cringy. But that I don't think he would say cringy. Cringy is like a 70s word, isn't it?
No.
No.
Cringe is like totally right now. I'm sneezy. I'm so sneezy. I knew this was going to happen. Cringe is like, my gosh, Mom, you're so cringy. I get told that so often that now it doesn't faze me.
Cringy is like embarrassing.
Yeah, God, Mom, quit being cringy.
Wait a second. That was like a 90s word. Cringy. I know that word. Oh. Like, oh, you're so cringy.
I don't think cringy is that.
Yeah. Old. Where are you getting this word from? Fill me in.
Ryan, my son, my 13-year-old, soon to be 14-year-old. Mr. Gen Z himself.
Gen Z, like Snapchat, okay?
Yeah, totally. Like, and Ryan does not have an iPhone, and I have an iPhone, and so when I send him pictures to a Samsung iPhone, I'm just going to say, Apple's like, I'd like to use a bad word here, but I should not.
You should probably should. It's fine.
Well, they're douchebags at Apple, and they will distort your photos if an Android or, you know, like a Samsung or a Google Pixel, any of those other brand phones, tries to open your photo. So it gets distorted.
Really?
Oh, yeah. It's awful. Because they're idiots. They don't play nice. They don't play well with others. They are like true phone brand bigots, right? Okay. Mm-hmm. Phone brand.
Yeah.
I would say they're racist, phone brand racist, but they're not racist. They're brandist. They're brandist.
Brandist.
Right?
Okay. Yes. Brandist.
So he's like, you have to Snapchat me the photo so I can download it clear. Because if I text him or send it in any other way, iPhone distorts it. And it's a real thing. It's stupid. So that's how I have to send him everything. And then after I send it, I'll like get a message that, oh, he downloaded it or he screenshotted it or whatever. So it does tell you because remember when Snapchat first came out, we were like not letting our kids use it because it was the like secretive chatting, right? Like you chat, but after the person reads it, it like goes away. And so you could
vaguely,
send a message.
I remember that.
So you could send a message, and the only way for them to keep it is to screenshot it. Well, you get told if they screenshot it. So if someone sends you like a hate message and you screenshot it, they know you screenshotted it, right? It didn't just go away. But also then kids get in trouble. but then like kids will make bad choices and send messages that you would not normally send, and then people get proof and it doesn't really go away. And so anyway, so we didn't let our girls use this forever until they were older. Well, kids are still using it.
Right.
So
I mean, I only know to use it because of the filters.
Naomi is like the best filter, but also I like the girl with the big lips. And it mm-hmm. changes your voice. I just love that one. I just love mm-hmm. talking in that one because, you know. But anyway, that is something that I have to do. So, yeah. So, for real. Totally. But,
yeah. You lost your train of thought. I could tell.
I'm like, I don't know what I started out talking about.
Cringy. How cringy came about. Like, what were you guys talking about? And we were like Gen Z, like Snapchat. We talked about that. Wait, cringy. Okay. So you guys were talking about like, he just brought up this word. Did it develop into like other words? Like I'm confused.
Oh my gosh. Like. Okay. Here. Okay. So like, he was talking about, we were sitting around with his – he was with his cousins and everything, and he was talking about, like, that this fit was drippy.
Drippy?
Drippy.
Like drippy, like a faucet is dripping, but it dropped right. ING at a Y. Okay.
Right, drippy. And you know what a fit is, right?
No. Hold on. Mads, do you know what a fit is? Like you throw a fit? Like a kid throws a fit?
F-I-T fit.
F-I-T fit. Do you know what a fit is? Do you know what drippy means? Drip, I know. You know drippy?
Ooh.
Oh, Mads knows. I don't know. Okay, I feel left out. Let me get clued in. Okay.
Drip and drippy, they can both be used similarly. Because you would say that fit is drip, or he has drip, or that fit is drippy. Like, it has drip or it's drippy.
Style? Mm-hmm. Drip is style?
So drip is super stylish, like swagger, right? Like, if you got drip like... you got swagger. And the fit, obviously, fit is outfit.
Oh, come on. Okay.
Yeah, that's easy.
Okay.
Some of the Gen Z words are pretty easy once you know it. But at the same time, sometimes it's like... makes zero sense.
Okay, give me an example.
No cap.
No cap?
Yeah, no cap. Like, it makes no sense. So, like, it makes zero sense, no cap.
So is no cap, like, it's you have no boundaries?
No. No. I'm saying my sentence is, it makes no sense, no cap. Meaning, it makes no sense... I'm not lying. I'm telling the truth. Cap is a lie. No cap is not lying. No lie. So if someone is like, dude, I saw so-and-so doing whatever, no cap, then that means I swear I'm telling the truth, not lying. But
why?
If you say something and I'd be like, that's cap.
I know. Oh, if I say like, something, you know lying. I'm lying?
I'm like, you're lying. That's cap.
Okay.
But that word cap makes no sense. Why can't we just say lie? Lie cap. Like, it's not short for anything. Why are they making life harder? You know
that
what I'm saying?
That doesn't make sense.
Gen Z, yeah. I don't get it. Like, why are you making life hot? No cap. Okay, I'm just going to make up a new word.
Yeah, I don't like it. I don't like it. And I'm already confused, so there's that. Doesn't take much, but... Like, okay, do you know what cap means? Okay, what about no cap? Like, oh my gosh, she wore the heck out of that unicorn costume. No cap. No lie. And that wall is purple. Cap. That means lie. That's dumb. Dumb. I don't like these words.
I told you. Well, yeah, there's more. There's some that I know you'll know.
Okay, like what? Yeah, let me feel smart.
Sus.
suspect, suspicious.
Yeah, like shady.
Yeah, that's sus. Like, yeah, I know that.
Totally
one.
Sus. Yeah. Yeah, that's an easy one.
Yeah, because it's dropping makes some sense. Of the word. Yes.
But what about what about Riz?
Like R-I-Z. May I have the spelling? The spelling?
R-I-Z-Z.
May Riz. I have the origin of the word?
You can shut up. There's no origin. Okay, actually, I probably could look up the origin because I did find
Riz.
Riz.
Like Riz. Rizzo? Wait, hold on. Could Riz. It mean pregnant?
This is from Greece? 2021.
Oh, okay.
It Riz. Was coined by a YouTuber in 2021, and it also went kind of viral on TikTok, and this is how it got, like, I don't know. Like, they just use Riz as, like, personality or, like, no, like they're, know. Like, charismatic, like charisma. Like they got Riz.
Are you serious?
Serious. Riz. Mm-hmm.
That's yep. dumb.
So that one actually makes sense. And I actually said that to Ryan and I was like, it's like short for charisma. He goes, oh, he's like, well, I guess that actually makes sense. And I'm like, yeah, compared to some of the other things. Oh, you know what Easton's favorite is?
100% yeah, tell me.
Favorite? Bet.
Bet. I know I'll Bet.
Be, you know Bet?
I know Bet. They say that here all the time. Because I'm like, oh, yeah, like, oh, you're like, see, you're telling the truth. Yeah, Bet. Yeah, sure.
No, or wait. Well, so, for example, Easton will be like, hey, Mom, can I have a friend spend the night? I'm like, sure. And he's like, yeah. Art. He's like, Bet.
Bet. Yeah. Like yes.
Bet. Like, cool. Right yes. on. Like, yes. Yes. Okay. Yeah. Yes. Bet is a huge one. And it's, like, yes. his favorite. And you know yeah. when he says Bet that he's, like, Bet. Like, so excited.
Yes. So yes. excited. I'm trying to remember. There was a word that – there was, like, a saying that Bran would say all the time. And I'm like, he's so making this up.
Oh,
and then I
it?
Started being around his friends. I'm trying to remember it. And then I would be around his friends, and I'm like, oh, Jesus, they all say it.
Do you know what a snack – you know what a snack is?
Yes, I know what a snack is. I actually have a shirt that says that.
What is it?
Mean? A snack is, like, someone that's cute.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Like, I have one that a says, snack. I was a snack long before snacks were cool or something oh, like that.
That's funny.
I was like, yeah, I was. Mm-hmm. I mean, a really long time ago, but not anymore. But, yes, I know what a snack is. Like, oh, you're so cute, you're a snack. Yeah.
How about bussin'?
Bussin'. I know what that means.
What?
Isn't bussin' a naughty thing?
No.
I mean, there's a song called Bussin', yeah. and it was a Twitter thing and a TikTok
yeah,
thing.
Yeah, not that kind of bussin'.
Okay. I don't know what it means then.
Well, I think it just means, like good or, you know, like...
Are we sure like, about that?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know about that.
Something's bussin'.
It's, oh, something's bussin' like, all right if it's the, man, the it's Twitter
not
thing.
It's not the, it's not, no. It's not that. Not that from like,
You remember that one?
Yeah, that's from, I think it, like, it's good, like, maybe it's like, something tastes good, like it's bussin', like good food.
Okay. You know what bussin' means? No, Mads doesn't know that one either.
It's not naughty.
I don't know. I feel promise. Like we should do some due diligence on that one.
You can. I'm looking. Don't worry. I researched. Okay. I made sure. I wrote down all
I know that. You. I knew you would. I knew you would.
Yeah.
You're so good at that.
Do you know what chuggy means?
Chuggy?
Yeah.
No, spell that, please.
Cheugy.
Chuggy?
Yeah, like totally not cool.
No.
Chuggy.
No.
Actually, I think it's a Gen Z term that makes fun of like uncool millennials, but in general, it's just not cool. Like, that's chuggy. No.
Why wouldn't you just say
not cool?
Not cool. Lame. Yeah. Lame. Yeah. Lame.
Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah.
You know what salty means?
Yeah, salty. Like you're salty. In a shitty mood.
Not jealous.
Oh, salty is jealous now? Yeah. That's not what salty means.
I thought salty.
No, well, you're salty.
Oh, like
you're in a mood. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, yeah.
How about drag? Like,
you're such a drag. Like, you're such a drag. No. Or drag of a cigarette. Or what kind of drag are we talking?
It's just like, let me use it in a sentence.
Yes, please.
Oh, she just dragged you.
Did she roast you?
Yes.
Drag is roast now?
Drag is roast or criticize. Yeah, criticize or roast.
For the love.
Mm-hmm. Yep. You know what a clapback is.
Clapback. Yeah, yes. That's like, I'm going to get you. Yes, clapback. Like, come back at you. Come back.
Come back. Yes. Yes. Yeah.
Yep.
Zesty.
I'm writing these all down.
Zesty.
Spicy?
Zesty. It does have spicy? To do with, attitude.
You got, a mm-mm attitude? Like, Bran always says, ooh, why are you doing that to me? Your eyes are talking.
No, zesty like, that's is what a say little to me. More, a little, flashy. Like, a little more, flamboyant. Zesty. That's zesty. It's a little, yeah. Yep. You know what lit means? Okay.
Lit? This is lit. This party's lit. Like, it's fire. Lit. It's like good.
Hot fire. Yes.
Lit. Yes. Good. Yes.
How about this one?
What?
It's not even a word.
Are you have phlegm in your throat? I don't know what
you're
doing.
No, it's not. It's not throaty. It's S-K-S-K-S-K. So, okay. So, especially when Ryan was saying
do you know that one?
To me.
Mads is doing it. What am I missing?
So this has been
wait, on. Hold on. Hold on. What is it? VSCO girls.
Well, that's because of hydro flasks.
Hydro flasks. Yep. This VSCO girls have the hydro flasks. Yes.
But just saying it is supposed to be like happy, like a happy sound.
Yeah. Yeah, but, she said, happy.
But it started from...
Way to end a sentence, yeah.
It started from hydro flasks.
From hydro flasks.
Yes.
That's, yeah.
And Ryan's like, Mom, it's super cringy and old. And but he's like, you know what that is, right? And I'm like, no. I go, I've heard people say it, but I have no idea that it's
I've
a
never
thing.
Heard anybody say
I
it.
I thought it was, just somebody being silly. And he's like, no, it's a thing, but it's old and cringy, Mom.
Where would I even see somebody do this at? I've never seen this anywhere.
Well, my daughter, because they hydro flasks, and particularly with that word. And I'm like, no, I never knew about it because hydro flasks are super cool. Everybody has had the hydro flask, and then they do that. But I guess it can also stand alone as a happy, a happy sound.
Happy sound, yes. That's what Mads is saying, yes.
Like laughter or happiness or something like that.
So why would you go out of your way to go laugh? Why not just laugh?
I don't know.
I'm glad. I'm sorry. This may get us to lose viewers, but I'm glad I'm not young.
No.
I'm really... you might want to edit that out, but I'm just saying... Because I don't even understand this, and I feel like it's so hard.
It's fine. You can be cringy.
I am cringy. I'm old. That's fine. I would prefer to take my Tumblr. Tumblr. Is that how I would have to do this then?
Yeah.
That
sounds like something entirely different.
Does it? Matt's because that sounds like something entirely different.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm going to take my Tumblr. Apparently, we're trouble when we're together. Who knew? Remember this one?
Yes, I do remember that one. We are trouble when we're together.
Yeah.
You know what slay means. Slay.
Slay. Slay the day. Yes, got it. I already know slay.
Something good. And you know what tea is, right?
Spill the tea. Yep. Mm-hmm. I know slay. I know tea. I'm not that old.
Sip the tea. It's not spill the tea anymore. It's sip the tea. Same.
Why? So
gossiping.
You can listen to it? Yeah.
It's
okay.
Gossiping.
So if you sip the
sip
tea.
Sip the tea. It's gossiping.
Okay. All right. So sip the tea.
I love how you showed, you know, that you didn't know what it was when you said spill the tea, because it has been upgraded to sip the tea.
Oh, my bad.
You know
Sorry.
What glow up means?
Yes, a glow up, like when you get a makeover or something, right?
In particular, they talk about it with, like, puberty, right? Like, ooh, they glow up. They're, like, think makeover, but, like, maturity-wise. Like, they grew, like, they...
That sounds cringy. There you go.
It sounds cringy to you, but to, you know, like, ooh, he glow up. If somebody glow
matured, so if someone went through maturity, that's glow up.
Well, no, like, went from a kid to a, you know, like, from less of a boy to a man. You know what I mean? Like, they grew up. They, like, he had a good summer.
What our husbands did from last trip to this trip, they glowed up. They grew up.
I don't know that we can say that. Particularly, you know what it means when something hits different.
Oh, it hits different. Yeah,
I hear. Yeah, like
that hits different. Yeah, like that could be a good or a bad thing. I feel
it's really supposed to be good. It's like a good, like, oh, that hits different. Like it's good. Like it's a good thing. Better than expected. Like better than expected. Like
okay.
All right. I think we need to go through, Gen Z slang. I need to teach you a little bit.
Clearly.
Every week. We'll do like a couple new words.
So we're going to have a teach me lesson every week?
Yeah. I'd be like, all right, word of the week.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
I like that. And how about we do a word of the week and we need to have our drink of the week.
Absolutely.
We have to do our BART drink of the week. We have to start including that now. Instead of doing it separately, we have to add it into this.
Oh my gosh, yes. And those when I was having my not Kenny Chesney night, they had these amazing drinks.
Did you ever find them and did you buy me any?
Oops. Yes, but listen.
Okay. Yes.
So they had these little tents and then they were giving away like free drinks. Okay, so I go and I get my free drink and I'm sipping on these drinks and I'm like, these are freaking delicious. Come to find out, they have them for sale. So those are the drinks that I was drinking the whole night long until they ran out.
Maybe they ran out for you.
Because
because you yelled at Little Big Town to get back on stage because it was still light out.
I did yell at Not Little Big Town to get back on stage because I wasn't done yet. But
clearly.
I know. But they did it, so it's fine, right? That wasn't
They were
so
like,
cringy.
Hey, we're going to go back on stage, but that girl over there, you need to flag her.
Yeah. So anyway, why does my eye makeup look like I have a line down the middle of it? It didn't look
it doesn't.
Like that yesterday. Oh my gosh, it looks to me, I don't know. Okay, anyway, sorry if you're listening to this and you can't see the video.
That's why you should be in the Facebook group.
Yes, you need to be in our Facebook
group. The hangout.
It is the Two Wild and Crafty Girls VIP hangout, right?
Yes, the hangout.
Or something like that. I don't know what it's called. I forget.
I know.
Anyway,
I never remember either.
Anyway, so I'm drinking these drinks, and they are called vodka smoothies is what they're called.
Vodka smoothies.
But they do.
It reminded me to tell you of a drink. Yes, go ahead.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Okay.
Sorry.
So normally anything that is like in a can, because these are in a can that is like an already mixed cocktail is disgusting, awful, nasty,
what?
Gross, in a can, like a cocktail in a can. Like,
listen,
like, no, they're gross. Stop. You just let me talk for a minute. I am the picky alcoholic here, not the lush alcoholic. So
okay, this is true.
I am super
Wait
picky.
A second. No cap.
For real, no cap. Like, I swear.
Look how I used it.
So as I'm sipping this, I'm like, this is so good. Like, I think I could drink this all night. So now there are three flavors. I do not do watermelon of anything, so I chose
or
not
mint
to
chocolate
try
chip.
Watermelon. So I chose not to try the watermelon. Now, other people may like it, but I didn't try it. There was one that's a peachy one. That was very good.
Was it mixed with anything else?
Yes, yes. And I probably have pictures of what they were. But here's the thing with the peachy one. And this is probably because I had already had a drink. Good God.
Okay.
I had already had a drink. And the peachy one, it has like three different juices in it. It reminded me, and this is going to really like, oh, it's going to be cringy. It reminded me of like peach baby food. Now, how would I know what peach baby food tastes like?
Because all moms usually do, because you taste it before you feed it to your
fruit.
Kids.
Only the fruit. I like the fruit, right? Like I would only taste the fruit baby food because you don't. Yeah, I don't need peas or beans or any of the other stuff. But the peach. Right. There is this flavor of peach baby food. I'm like, this is very peachy. Now, I don't mind peach, but it wouldn't be my first choice.
Right.
So as I was drinking it, all I could think about was peach baby food flavor, not like, you know. But so it was okay, but it reminded me of that, which made me laugh.
Okay.
So then, the other one, which is the Copacabana or the Cabana.
Was it Fruit Punch? Blend. I thought it was called or something.
It's called Vodka Smoothie Copacabana Blend Pineapple Cherry Citrus.
Oh.
And listen, for real, hold on. I got to get to the actual.
I need you to say it again. Vodka Smoothie Copacabana. Oh,
yes, Copacabana Blend. This is called, they're called Punch Out.
Punch Out, yes. And they don't sell them near us.
The brand is called Untitled Art.
Yep, I searched.
They're from Wisconsin. Wisconsin.
Wisconsin.
Wisconsin. You got to say Wisconsin.
Wisconsin.
It's not a K. It's a Wisconsin.
Wisconsin.
Yes. It's like a.
The G. I'm not doing that scrap.
And, okay.
I can't even say it now. You got me saying scrap.
So. Scrap, Wisconsin, but we are in Minnesota, so clearly they have them there. Well, okay. I looked up where they sold them in Wisconsin as we're driving through, and I'm like, we're just going to stop somewhere, and the only place we could find is at this Hy-Vee grocery store in Janesville on the way to Illinois. So we stop, and Aaron's like, how many do we need? And I'm like, you better get – I'm like,
just buy them out. Just buy them out, Aaron.
Get me, like – 24, right? They come in 4-packs.
And like, they're probably like $20.
Because I'm going to have to bring, well, they're like 12-ish bucks, I think. So I'm like, we're going to have to, I have to bring some to New Jersey, like all this. Get me 24. So he texts me, he's like, so there's 1 4-pack left of each flavor. I'm like, just get me, and they only had 2 flavors. So I have 8 of them. We haven't opened any of them. But I will bring them to New Jersey. I know. Yay. But I need to find them. And I'm like, we need to somehow make a viral TikTok about this so that they start bringing them over to other places. Because
yeah, they are nowhere near us. So I searched that day.
And I will tell you, like, the ingredients are actually good. Like, it's not – it's actually – like, it has real, like, fruit juice in it. Like, it's not, like, fake crap, you know.
Right, right.
So, anyway, I will bring them. We will have a live taste test.
Yes.
When I come see you at the end of July.
Yes, 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 yes. I can't wait. We will do that. So and good. Then, obviously, you know, I have been stocking up on all.
Also,
of...
I feel like if we have any listeners in Wisconsin.
They should help us out.
You should really help us out.
Really help us out,
please. Because I also tried to order them, and they would not ship it to Michigan.
I can't even get them to ship it to me. Like, they won't ship it, period. So that's a bummer. Wait, no, hold on. That's chuggy. Chuggy.
It's totally chuggy.
I don't like that I cannot remember any of these goofy words. So I tried to write them down
drippy,
as you were teaching them to me.
Drippy.
Swagger.
Yeah, Drippy's the one. Like, Ryan, they won their tournament this weekend, and he got a hat, and he's like, dude, it's so Drippy.
It sounds like your nose. Your nose is Drippy.
I know. Drippy
not
is
an
not
outfit
drippy.
Choice. Yeah, no. It just sounds bad. A diaper's drippy. Your nose is drippy. Sometimes a faucet is drippy. Not clothes.
I know. That is drip. I don't know why. I could try to find the, like, where that came from. The origin.
Yeah, I'd like to know where that came from.
Let me see if I can find that. Drip. Trendy, high-class fashion. Origin is controversial. Rap blog Hip Hop DX claims that it stems from the Atlanta rap scene in the early 2000s. An Urban Dictionary entry states that it's early 2010s. Jersey slang. And some state that
Jersey
may,
does not have that.
And some states that it may originate from the late 2000s teen show Zoe 101, where dripping was a synonym for cool. There you go.
That's you're dripping in gold. You're dripping in whatever. Oh, now I get it. They're dripping in.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Okay, so drip, drippy.
Spit water, but I don't know if the camera.
It's all right. It's fine. I'm catching it for you.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Interesting, eh?
Yeah, eh? Go and join
I brought a little of that back with me from South Canada.
I bet you do, Southern Canadian. I bet you did. Oh, my God. That is great. You know, it's funny. I did have a story I was going to tell you, too. It was totally off the subject, but I'm, like, looking at my stuff here because, like, you know, I'm all over the place, and I've learned that I have to keep my notes. I have a funny story to tell you of Eduardo.
Eduardo.
Little slug. My little slug dog over there.
Eddie.
Eduardo. Mm-hmm. So yesterday, you know, I go for my walk in the morning with him.
Oh!
And this, remember I voice messaged you and I was like, remind me to tell you this. Okay.
Yes.
So, I was so livid. I only wish, like, it would be so much better if you would just play the message because that would probably play out my absolute frustration. But I'm going to try my best to get into it, like get into the character of it.
Okay.
So go for my morning walk. We try to do it as early in the morning because, you know, I don't want him to overheat.
Right,
the sun doesn't like me. So I was all excited because it was launch day yesterday, as you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going through the clothes and I'm like, oh, my gosh, I found this pair of these weird pants that I had ordered 1,000 years ago. And I had my logo put on it and I could not even fit my behind into them.
Oh, no.
So I was like, ugh. I was like, okay, great. Well, I couldn't fit in some years ago. Well, I found them in my stuff yesterday when I was going through because I've been running through, like, extra outfits because I'm wearing two outfits a day. So I was like, oh, let me see if I could put these on. I was so pumped I could wear them. Yes.
Oh, yay.
So I'm like, cool. Yay. So good deal. Going out. I was like, nice and I felt very cool. I was excited. I liked my pants. I was actually going to wear them for the rest of the day. I was like, it's okay. I can wear them for the rest of the day. So we get down. We walk down to the lake. And I'm like, all right. In my head, I'm like, no distractions here. Like, he can't be sniffing every single tree because that's what my dog likes to do. Every flipping tree. I don't know if all dogs do this. But it's every tree.
They do.
We stop every 3 seconds. And I'm like, yeah, well, the lake, he can't do it. So we get there, and in my head, I'm like, all right, I'm going to see if I can beat my best. So I go ahead. I look at my watch. I'm like, okay, ready. Okay, go. So we're walking. We're getting there. So I get finally, it's 1 mile around. I'm like, okay, I'm seeing the end. And I'm like, I know he needs water. I'm like, all right, buddy, we just make it to the end. So we get there. Yay. Okay. And there's these two little older gentlemen. They're sitting there, and they're talking to us and whatever. And I'm trying to get water together for them. And I have it on this, like, thingy that goes around my shoulders. Like, you know, I don't like to hold things. You know how I feel about that. So there's a fly in here. I have his little pop-up bowl. You know, you have the flick-up bowl that you pop up. It's a silicone one. And I'm trying to hold him. Oh, now you're up and you're listening to me, I feel like. You're like, yeah, Mom, you know this story. So I said, okay, bud, come here. Let's get the water. And the two guys are talking, and they're like, oh, you know, it's time for water, buddy, blah, 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 and they're talking to me. And there's little geese all around, and there's big geese all around hissing at us. And there's a little baby geese, and he sees the little baby geese. And I'm like, no, we're going to have water. So he is trying to get to the little baby geese. I'm trying to open the water bottles. I'm trying to ignore the guys behind me, and I'm trying to keep him with the open water bottle and the water that I have in the bowl, and he's trying to take off, and I'm like, no, Ed, you can't go. And I'm already, like, kneeling down, but not, like, sitting down, so I'm kneeling down, you know, like, squatting.
Yep.
And he goes to take off, and I guess he decides, well, I'll beat you at your own game, and runs around me. So now the leash is around my legs to go dart after the little geese. And I felt like I was in a Scooby-Doo cartoon where they're trying to tie up the bad guys and take them off their feet.
Yes.
Sure enough, doesn't he do that? And because the big geese were walking behind, like, or in front of us, so, like, we walked around them, didn't I land in all the goose shit?
Oh,
all of it.
Ew.
And my pants.
On your new
and Eddie's trying
pants.
To take off to go to the little geese, and the older guys are laughing at me, and I'm dragging into the geese stuff even more, and I'm irritated, and the bottle of water is open, and it's going all over my white shirt, and I'm like, I'm losing my mind.
Oh,
I'm going to lose my
gosh.
Mind. So I finally get myself, like, composed. He doesn't get the baby geese, guys, so don't come at me in the chat or watching this, wherever you're going to watch it at. He didn't get the geese.
I'm
wearing geese poop, though, all over myself. Oh, so I'm like,
gosh.
Oh, dear God. And now I'm like, I was feeling so good, and I was so excited, and I loved the little outfit that I was wearing, and no, and now I have to walk home and do the walk of shame with goose poop all down myself, because it looks like I went to the bathroom myself.
Ew.
And this happens to be the day where they have all the trucks out, and little Bram works for the town, and his bosses are driving the trucks, and don't I see every single one of them as I'm cursing this little guy out, and I'm angry at myself, and I'm trying to drag him away from the trees.
Oh my gosh.
And I look like a hot freaking mess. So that was my day yesterday.
That is
so I just wanted to tell you that story.
And, oh, that's awful. That's totally something that would happen to me. I mean, for sure something that happened to you, but I could
for
see
sure
it
it's me. For sure
for sure
it's
you,
me.
For sure but also me.
Yeah.
In
so
the
thanks,
same.
Eduardo. Adventures
Eduardo.
With Eddie. Eduardo. That's what I call him when it's like, you know what? You're not my dog today. You're daddy's dog. You're Eduardo.
Ooh.
You're my Eddie boys when you're mommy's boy.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Today he's mommy's boy. He's a good boy. He's good babies.
Drives me nuts.
I know. You don't like when I pluralize it, but he is.
He's
singular. Good babies.
He's just one.
He's a good babies. He's like looking at me and his little ears are like, what?
He's a good boy or he's a good baby, but he is not a good babies. Because that's not right.
He's so cute.
You're, that's cringe.
You're cringe. How
you're
about
cringe.
That?
You're way cringe.
Mm-hmm.
So cringy to me.
If you skuskus that thing, I'm going to smack you around. That's skuskus.
I dare you. Reach through right here.
That's okay. I'll get you in a few weeks when you're here.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh. Mm-hmm. All right.
Wow. So funny.
I know.
Okay.
So that was fun.
You guys. Now, so number one, we're going to call out to all of our Wisconsin people.
Yay, Wisconsin.
What do you call them?
Wisconsin.
Hello, Wisconsin. Isn't that
oh, yeah,
from
it's
that
show.
That 70s show?
70s show, yeah.
Wisconsinites? Is that a thing? Wisconsin?
I think so.
Anians? I don't know how you say. I don't know what you say.
Yeah, because I mean, but Minnesota is northern, is Southern Canadians, our Southern Canadian friends.
Right. But Wisconsin yes. is pretty Southern Canadian.
Is that cheeseheads?
Yeah, they are.
They're cheeseheads.
They're cheeseheads. Okay, so we got a call out, shout out to them.
Mm-hmm.
But
shout
everybody,
out.
Everybody needs to know that you can reach out to us with questions, comments, show ideas at our phone number, which is 269-297-0080.
Mm-hmm. Or email at two wild and crafty girls, and it's AND, not the ampersand. Two wild and crafty girls at gmail.com.
Yep.
What else? If you want to do sponsor stuff, you know, if you want us to sponsor, you know, if you want to be a sponsor or you want us to talk about your stuff, you know, just email us.
Yes. You can email or you can call and leave a message.
Yeah.
We are still working on
Apple. Yes. It's like,
so
it is
a thing,
guys.
We finally heard back, and it's, like, super annoying. But
yeah,
we'll
it's a
deal
thing.
With that.
Yeah, so just go work with, like, work with Podbean. Like, yeah. Listen to us on Podbean. That's probably the best way to do it. Just go directly there. Mm-hmm. Hopefully you can listen to everything, all prior stuff. Follow mm-hmm. us on Facebook, all the stuff, you know.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yay.
Yay.
So, yeah, the next, so what, in 2 more episodes, it might be live. Like, I mean, like, we might be together, I mean,
yeah,
to say.
Yeah, like not, yeah.
Not in, like this.
Yeah.
Like, we'll be in the same place.
Yep.
Yeah, oh my we God, will it's going to be so cool. I love mm-hmm. it. Mm-hmm. I'm excited.
Yay.
All okay. right. Well, get yourself feeling better, please.
Yeah, I am.
Don't be choking on cough drops.
I know, because if I don't, yeah. Mm-hmm. I'll try mm-hmm. not to. Those okay, are all good. Things I'm trying not to do. We have a really, really, really big weekend this weekend. We've got Faster Horses Music Festival.
Faster Horses.
I know, and so I got to get better for that.
Yes,
or else
you do.
I'll be miserable.
Yeah, you don't want to do that.
Nope.
For now. And we have Brand's graduation party this weekend, so I feel you.
Oh, yes. Yes.
Oh, gosh. Got to mm-hmm. get through it.
All right.
All righty.
Well, there you have it, everybody. Hope you had an enjoyable episode.
You mean to say you hope you had a lit episode.
Hope that you enjoyed our lit episode.
Right.
Because it was, no cap. And hope you enjoyed her drippy outfit. I mean,
oh, yes.
Drippy fit.
Drippy fit.
She got mad hustle.
Yes, and a dope soul.
Yeah. I hope you liked sipping the tea with us.
Look at you.
What else? I think we slayed it.
I think so, too. And you did it so quick. Oh, yeah. Don't drag.
No, we didn't do
that. Did I say that right? I don't know.
I don't
like,
think we
don't
did.
Drag
I
this
don't,
episode. No. I don't know. I wrote down what it means. It's such a drag or like criticize or something.
Don't be salty.
Yeah, don't be salty. Okay. That's good.
All right. All right. That's it. So
yeah, let's end this before we embarrass ourselves even more.
Anymore. Absolutely. All right. See ya, everybody. So long.
Bye. Matt says bye, too.